I'm David Ford. The Blue Ridge Music Center wraps up its stellar performance series Saturday, October 11th, with the Grammy Award-winning Steep Canyon Rangers. They performed at venues from Carnegie Hall to London's Hammersmith Apollo Theater and become one of the most successful bluegrass bands in the world. They're based in Asheville and were recently nominated for the 2014 International Bluegrass Music Association Awards for their song Graveyard Fields. It's from the band's most recent album release, Tell the Ones I Love, and we're sampling from it right now. Guitarist Woody Platt.
But I like to sing, and I sang in the boys' choir as a kid. Like, I went to a Catholic church, and there was a Methodist church that had a choir. And so I just asked my parents when I was, like, in elementary school if I could just go to my friend's church because they had a choir. So I switched churches without my family and started singing in this boys' choir when I was a kid. I just liked it, and we sang a lot of harmonies, and I really got interested in that. That's what brought me into this thing, was, like, enjoying holding a guitar and singing songs. Heading down to Caroline. The desire to sing and just make this music, this really natural, kind of easy, fun music. It was so thrilling to me when we first started playing. We were not good, but it was just a real joy to do. And it was a nice social thing. We were in college and we'd be at these parties, and next thing you know, we'd all be in this back room just trying to learn songs together. Tell the ones I love, this train's a running
late. There ain't no end of the line. It must be fun playing with your buds at that level.
It's still just kind of surprising to me that we were able to put these parts together, to bring in this band together of true friends. You know, I grew up with Mike, the mandolin player. We grew up together since we were little kids, you know, and he grew up with our newest member, the drummer, and he's also from Brevard. And then my three buddies from college, you know, me and Graham and Charles, just bringing this all together and it working and being able to work at the level that we've taken it to. It's surprising to me, and it's something that I think that keeps us going, because we're kind of like, how did we get here? You know, and where else can we go?
Y'all won the Grammy Award last year for Best Bluegrass Album. Did you guys think ahead of that announcement that, this year was your time? And what was your reaction when you heard the news?
When you start a bluegrass band in college with your friends, and hope to get a gig or maybe make a record, you could set a million goals for yourself, but setting a goal to win a Grammy probably wouldn't be one of them. So the whole thing was surreal, and we definitely did not expect to win. We sat like 100 yards from the stage, so we had a long walk down to the front when they called our name. But, you know, it was just a real honor to have the opportunity to be in L.A. as some guys from Western North Carolina, and to receive a Grammy Award, and that feeling is like no other, and I hope it happens again. Close my eyes and
feel the wind, lean back and let it roll. Does that kind of recognition and success bring with it any added pressure or expectations?
Well, yeah, you got that. The next record has to be good, because you're expected to have a good record if you won a Grammy with the one before. So that's a little bit of pressure. And but what it really brings is a sense of accomplishment. And, you know, when you get introduced as a Grammy Award winner, it increased our band's success. It's just another feather that you can put in your cap and help, you know, further your career.
Sure.
And something they can never take away from you. You know, we'll always be considered a Grammy winner. And in the music business, that's kind of the best you can do. So it's a great feeling.
Steep Canyon Rangers guitarist Woody Platt. Woody and the rest of the Rangers will perform at the Blue Ridge Music Center Saturday, October 11th, beginning at 4 o'clock. The band recently partnered with the Blue Ridge Parkway Foundation and Bone Steel Films to protect Graveyard Fields, one of the Blue Ridge Parkway's most treasured spots. Together, they've created a public service video to help the foundation raise money to complete an improvement project at Graveyard Fields, located at Parkway Milepost 418 near Asheville and Brevard. You'll find links to more at WFDD.org and click on Triad Arts. For 88.5 WFDD, I'm David Ford.